7:39, we still have emergency traffic out there. Boy, it seems to be lingering a while here, Andy, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's because of a crash in Layton just before you get to Layton Parkway. Now, they have opened up a third lane, so we do have three lanes open southbound I-15, but the fast lane and the HOV lane are still blocked as tow trucks still on the scene. The delays, though, all the way back to the Roy exit, just to get from Roy to Layton right now on I-15 is going to take you upwards of 30 to 40 minutes. Highway 89 has gotten very busy in between SR 193. Really almost all the way down now to Farmington. So that's not going to save you a lot of time. If you know some other shortcut through Davis County, today's the day to use it, Len Thomas.
Northbound I-15 looking somewhat typical, but a bit of sluggishness through Utah County near Lehigh's Main Street and as you approach SR 92. And then in Salt Lake County, very busy and slow from Pryor to Bangor up to Sandy, and then slowing at the South Interchange on to 3300 South. Heather?
We've got a crash on I-80. This is heading eastbound just before the 2300 East exit. The cars are off on the left shoulder. UHP not seen yet, but KSL traffic trooper Frank says there's something else.
The ladder. Oh, there's a ladder in the road.
And that is causing people to slow down and move to the right and left as well. We have good speeds, though, on the east and west side belt routes. Are you in the business of HR? You need to attend the largest HR conference in Utah, September 27th and 28th. For more, visit UtahCrossroadsConference.org. Relevant, powerful, and inspiring. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.